Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ray McGovern joined us for the first 2 hours of the show. Again, he represents Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, or VIPS. Philip Giraldi of Pat Buchanan's American Conservative also belongs to that organization. You can find the Ray McGovern archive at antiwar.com. And also, you can find quite a number of things that Ray has written for Robert Perry's Consortium News, which you can find at consortiumnews.com. When my tech tells me that Hesham Talawi is at home plate, we'll bring Dr. Talawi up this morning to talk about his most recent trip to Palestine. In regard to Ray McGovern's visit this morning, he said all kinds of things in 2 hours that I think are well worth your time and mine to contemplate. One is the whole question of Iran. Are we dealing once again with cooked-up phony intelligence? You know, back in March of 2003, we now know that the United States intelligence community, or a significant percentage of it, was doctoring up intelligence estimates to fit what the president, Dick Cheney, and Rumsfeld had already decided to do. This is a most incredible charge, but one that I think is entirely provable. We, in effect, said that we were attacking a foreign country because they possessed weapons of mass destruction, and we're about to use them on us and on other countries. The fact of the matter is, we now know that they possessed no such weapons of mass destruction and that the American intelligence community knew it at the time. What does that say about the current intelligence process that is leading some in the Bush administration to say that we should be attacking Iran? Now, Ray McGovern did tell us that there is a fellow by the name of Tom Finger, who has a State Department background, who has now been brought into the National Intelligence Estimates process by Negroponte, and that Tom Finger is a very, very fine moral person and an independent thinker and somebody who will say what he believes the data actually indicates should be said. But Tom Finger's report, going back to February of this year, according to Ray McGovern, the issuance of that NIE estimate on Iran keeps getting delayed, keeps being sent back to the boys for reworking. Why? Because the logical conclusion is, folks, that the Bush administration once again is dealing with intelligence estimates at the highest level that do not support its preconceived conclusions and the reasons why it really wants to go to war. That's the bottom line. And in this whole situation, rather than having an NIE report that's stating falsehoods, since they can't yet get the NIE to say the things they want it to say on Iran, they keep sending it back for revision and reworking. That is something that we need to consider when we look at anything that is said by Bush and Cheney and others, and particularly by the neoconservative movement that is advising these guys, which I believe has direct links to the government of Israel. Israel is very much involved in wanting to promote this war with Iran. I don't think at all that Jerome Corsi's statements, notwithstanding, that we can believe anything else. When we look at the other constituencies involved at this mess that we're involved with in the Middle East, I think it also comes down to what Ray McGovern indicates, is the ongoing attempt on the part of the energy consortiums to consume sources of raw materials. That means that the Persian Gulf must continue to be under American and British control. It indicates that Iran is the gateway to the entirety of Central Asia, keeping in mind, folks, that Persia was the ancient bridge between Europe on the one hand and Asia on the other, that securing Iran or having a so-called friendly government in power in Iran is the key to these energy consortiums and their desire to move into places like Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, and the other Stan countries of the Caspian Sea. This is the agenda, Israel and oil. And we'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We were joined in the first 2 hours of the show by Ray McGovern, a veteran intelligence professionals for sanity. You can again find the Ray McGovern archives at antiwar.com. Ray also directs us to Robert Perry's consortiumnews.com. That is an absolutely essential and pivotal source of information that carries a lot of things on foreign policy and covert operations on the part of the intelligence community that are not going to be read in the corporate press for all the obvious reasons. I was mentioning before the break that Ray McGovern said a lot of things that were absolutely pivotal about this whole issue of the American intelligence community and the way in which we were dealing with doctored intelligence reports, fraudulent intelligence reports, leading up to May of 2003. Ray, among other things, was suggesting that we are in danger of that same thing now, even though, in his view, Negroponte has picked a guy by the name of Tom Finger, a guy with a State Department background, real fine thinker, who has been involved now in overseeing the NIE process for Negroponte. Finger's reports on Iran since February of this year continue to be sent back to him for revision. Why? Because apparently Tom Finger is not saying what Bush and Cheney once said about Iran. Sound familiar? It should. We need to be ready, folks. Some things that are happening that are absolutely not good. We're now joined by Dr. Hesham Talawi of Current Issues TV. He is also, of course, a member of the Republic Broadcasting Network team. I can think of few people that I rely upon more for information on the Middle East than Dr. Hesham Talawi. You can see his online television show on Tuesday nights. I'll let him talk about that, obviously. You can hear him on Saturdays on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And recently, Dr. Talawi was up in Sandpoint, Idaho, with Mark Glenn and with Michael Collins Piper, talking at this conference that was being sponsored by Pastor Dave Barley and America's Promise Ministries about Dr. Talawi's most recent trip to Palestine. I wanted in the last hour of the show to cover that material with him. Dr. Talawi, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, you take it from here, sir. Tell us about your most recent trip to Palestine. What motivated you to undertake the risk of going over there at this particular time, what you saw while you were there, and what you think it means. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I went over there back in 2000 to work on a documentary because at that time, in the Palestinian territories, there were over 500 checkpoints. And what a checkpoint is, where the Israeli army would set up, they had about three or four different types of checkpoints, one of them likewise permanent, where they will put these huge barriers in the middle of the road and prevent people from going back and forth to work, or it could be outside of the city, it could be inside the city itself. So it was making the Palestinian life miserable at that time. So we did a documentary on it, and then back in 2003 we went there because things got worse. Now the Palestinians had to deal with a wall that was cutting through the Palestinian territories and dividing it into just different chunks of land that people could not go between one side and the other. And that was probably the worst thing that could ever happen to anyone. So about a month ago, I decided to go down there and work on another documentary to see how life inside the walls, how the Palestinians are coping with this wall. And, Mark, you would be surprised of, you know, if you see the wall, how it goes around these cities, surrounding the Palestinian cities completely, where no one can get in or out of these cities unless they have the Israelis' permit or permission to do so. I mean, it's, you know, people have to, and also inside the same city, even though the city is surrounded by the wall, you will also find walls inside the city itself, where it's dividing the same city, where people on one side of the city can't go and visit relatives on the other side of the city. I have seen disasters where this wall, it snaked through neighborhoods where people were, and I met, this was like over and over again, this particular story, where a man could not go and visit his mother who used to live next door to him because now there's a 25-foot concrete wall, 25-foot high concrete wall dividing them. I have seen people standing on these checkpoints for like 2 hours, 3 hours in the sun with children, and all they were doing is either going to school or coming back from work or going to visit families or just people, you know, people have different reasons to get out of their homes. People will not leave their homes unless they really have to, because they have to go through these checkpoints, because they have to go through the humiliation. And the Israelis, most of the Israeli soldiers are about like 18, 19 years old, and they love and they thrive on humiliating the Palestinians. I have seen them humiliating old people, women. I have seen them making fun of these people, but what can these people do? Nothing, because the other guy, the 18-year-old, who's humiliating an 80-year-old Palestinian, he has the gun. You know, the Israelis have the gun. So what people don't realize of how the Palestinians are living, it is worse than the pogroms of Europe. It is worse than the walls in Poland. It's people, you have to take people over there for them to even understand what is going on in the Palestinian territories.
Yes, and I think it quite obviously is a depiction of what's going on over there that is never to be seen in the American news media. And when one listens to your account, Dr. Talawi, I'm reminded of something that I saw a while back in the Washington Report for Middle East Affairs, where they had on their website a map of Palestine and a map of the occupied territories up there, so that the average person like me could look at it and see through the colors on the map that we're not simply dealing with all the territories that are under Israeli control, but contrary to what the corporate media wants the average American to believe, when you look at Gaza and the West Bank, we are dealing with the fact that those places too are under complete Israeli military occupation, and that for the Palestinians who are in these locales, they are constantly subjected to an American or to an Israeli military and police presence. We're talking about a situation where their economic infrastructure has been destroyed and where there is basically no quality of life whatsoever in those instances. And therefore, this clearly points out the fact that when it comes to what I perceive anyway of Israeli foreign policy, and when it comes to the American foreign policy that supports Israel, that they seem to be saying to the Palestinians, well, we're going to flip a coin here, and heads, we win, tails, you lose. Is that a fair interpretation of what's happened in this situation?
Oh, definitely. You see, as we speak right now, Mark, Olmert and Mahmoud Abbas have met in Jerusalem today. And there are talks about, of course, this is an old story that Israel wants peace with the Palestinians. But there's one thing that I noticed when I was there, that there's no way on earth that you are going to have a solution based on the two-state solution. And just today, I mean, just like today, they said that the Israelis want to have peace with the Palestinians based on the two-state solution. These people are lying, because this is not the first time this two-state solution comes up. But the reason you can't have the two-state solution is because the Israelis are settled, and they're still settling illegal Jewish immigrants in Palestinian territories. It is so saturated with these settlements that there's no way on earth that you're going to have a two-state solution. It can't happen. I mean, you have about 500,000 Israeli illegal settlers in Palestine. You have the wall that is going on in Palestine and dividing and also stealing land from Palestine. Last week, we have the Israelis demolishing hundreds of homes in the Jordan Valley because they want to settle illegal Israeli Jews or illegal Jews that they bring them from all over the world. They bring them from Ethiopia, they bring them from Yemen, they bring them from even Sudan, they bring them from all these, even India. They go to these tribes in India, convert them into Judaism, and bring them to bring these people to settle them in Palestinian territories. So I don't know what this thing all about, but you are right. Yesterday I was watching the Al Jazeera in English, which is, by the way, nothing but Fox Network, and even worse. They had a report about this Israeli town called Sderot, close to Gaza, and they called it the besieged city of Sderot because the Palestinians are throwing some homemade rockets on that city, that most of these rockets don't even make it to the city, because that's how bad these rockets are, and they call it the besieged city. I started laughing because, you know, the Palestinians have been besieged for over 60 years. You have the Israeli army within the Palestinian territories. I'll wait. I hear the music.
We'll be back with Dr. Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Talawi is an eyewitness in recent times as to what's going on in Palestine. You need to hear his account. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ray McGovern was with us for 2 hours. Ray is with the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. You can find the Ray McGovern archive at antiwar.com. And, of course, he also has a new piece for Alternet in regard to whether or not Mr. Bush is actually going to attack Iran. Now we're joined by Dr. Hesham Talawi. Hopefully he's familiar to everybody out there. Not only is the head of Current Issues Television, but also Dr. Talawi has his very fine broadcast on this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, on Saturdays. We're speaking with Dr. Talawi about his recent trip to Palestine. Pick it up wherever you want to pick it up, and then I have a question for you as I've been trying to sort through what seems to me to be a rather zany foreign policy in the part of the United States. Go ahead, sir.
Well, people can't even begin to imagine what is going on in the Palestinian territories. Like, for instance, the city of Nablus. It's located north of Jerusalem, and this city has about almost a million, probably about 700,000-800,000 people live in it. Water is allowed in this city only once a week for a few hours. And imagine living in a city where you only get water for a few hours and you have a lot of waters underneath the city, but the Israelis take this water. You know, the walls are one thing, and stealing the water is another thing. And stealing Palestinian land is a totally different story. People with this wall, people can't even, you know, most Palestinians are probably like farmers. They tend to their farms. And mainly the towns will be like homes, and the towns will be close to each other. And the farmland will be on the outskirts of the towns. That's how it is probably in every village in the world. Now, when a wall goes around the town and it cuts off people from their farms, then people will starve, and there are people who can't even find anything. I mean, people are eating whatever they can get their hands on, and the world does not see this. The world does not see the malnutrition that the Palestinian kids are going through, and, you know, we still sending $30 billion we just signed with the Israelis to send $30 billion worth of arms, worth of military aid, with no strings attached, none whatsoever. But, of course, you know, talking about, you know, the foreign affairs and foreign policy, we don't control our foreign policy when it comes to the Israelis. I'll let you go ahead and ask your question. Yes. Sure. Okay. So, you know, when it comes to the foreign policy of the United States, we all know that we do not control the foreign policy, that Israel gets what Israel wants. You know, we see Israel getting to, you know, it's because of Israel we went and attacked Iraq, a country that did not do us any harm, a country that has nothing to do or had nothing to do with 9/11. We have went there and killed a lot of these people because of Israel. Israel wants or wanted Saddam Hussein to go. They wanted to divide Iraq into three different pieces. And this thing is, it's written back in 1982. So we do not control the policy of the United States, the foreign policy of the United States, when it comes to Israel. Israel gets what Israel wants. You know, we saw how even when President Bush had decided to go with this vision of two-state solutions, we have seen what Sharon had done. Sharon came over here. Of course, now they're saying he's still in a coma. I don't know how long they are going to pickle him that way, but I guess it's people stay in a coma for a long time. But before he went into the coma, he came over here to the United States and basically told George Bush that you do whatever we want to do. Don't pressure us on these settlements. Don't pressure us to make peace with the Palestinians. And because the Israel is going to do what Israel wants to do. You know, with these walls, just going back to these walls, because that's what my documentary is going to be about.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll return with Dr. Hesham Talawi and his trip to Palestine. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill. A good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ray McGovern of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity joined me in the first 2 hours of the show. We're now joined by Dr. Hesham Talawi of both Current Issues Television as well as the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Talawi is talking about his most recent trip to Palestine. Hesham, as I listen to your account, I'm reminded of what Ray McGovern was talking about in the first part of the show. Here we have a situation where the United States was a party to the disenfranchisement and the robbing of 750,000 Palestinians in 1948 at gunpoint. We're talking about a situation where I think Ray's figures are that there are somewhere between 3 and 4 million Palestinians in diaspora. Of the 4 million Palestinians who still live in that part of the world, they are under perpetual military occupation, as you've described this morning. And lo and behold, after everything else that has happened in these last 60 years, the U.S. recently handed Israel another $30 billion in armaments, despite the fact that Israel has not in any way, shape, or form followed up on its pledges at Oslo, pledges which left the Palestinians with far less territory than even that which they got in the U.N. partition in 1947.
Yes, and there are, by the way, about 6 million Palestinians in the diaspora.
6 million. Let me jot that figure down. 6 million in the diaspora. Is the figure of 4 million in Palestine basically accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Counting the there's about a million, about a million and a quarter in what is called Israel.
Yes.
Which are the Palestinians who remained after most of the Palestinians were forced to leave or were killed back in 1948. Now, in 1947, the partition plan gave the Jews, who at that time constituted one-third of the population, they gave them 52% of the land, and the majority Arabs got 48% of the land. Of course, you know, at that time, if someone comes to your house and says, you can have one room and we're going to get the other two rooms, and, you know, you're not going to like it, you're not going to accept it. So the Palestinians did not accept that. And because they maintained that this was their land, they lived on it for thousands and thousands of years, and you are bringing these people from Europe who had nothing to do with Palestine, neither in, I mean, these are not the seeds of Abraham. We are going to go back to the Bible and look at the Bible, what it says. These people are European. They are Khazar Jews, and that have that they have nothing to do with the religion itself either. But anyhow, the Palestinians now, back in 1993, they accepted what is called the 1967 borders, which is only 22% of the land, and that is what is known today as the West Bank and Gaza. Now, I have seen something, Mark, that is so interesting. When I went there, close to Ramallah, which is now the working capital of the Palestinian National Authority, close to Ramallah, back in the year 2000, they had a checkpoint on the outskirts of Ramallah. That checkpoint at that time was only one jeep with two soldiers, who were mainly on the side of the road, just basically making their presence known to the Palestinians there. They were not interfering with what the Palestinians were doing or going or leaving or whatever. And then it escalated into this jeep being in the middle of the road, checking IDs and stopping Palestinians and preventing them from going through or allowing them to go. It's up to these people. And then it went from this jeep to basically concrete barriers in the middle of the road where the Israelis started allowing certain people to go in into the Palestinian territories, and you have to have permission, the Israelis' permission, to leave to go through. Today, that little checkpoint that started with a jeep on the side of the road is a border crossings where you need passports and you need visas to enter. There is a wall that is only like 2 minutes away from Ramallah that is a border crossing now, not a checkpoint. It is like it is not part of the Palestinian territories anymore. It is part of Israel. And these people, these Palestinians who remained on the outside of the wall, they're not in Israel, fine. They are in no man's land, and they can't leave their homes to go even to work, which is like a few minutes away from them in Ramallah, because now this wall is cutting them off from their work, from their schools, from their universities, from their jobs, and they can't go into Israel and work. So these people are forced to leave their homes, and because of this wall that started with it, jeep on the side of the road.
Yes, and I think to me it's important as Americans that we understand your testimony, Dr. Tlawi, in regard to the history and the mathematics of this as well as the morality. Let's go back for a minute just so that the average person listening to this broadcast can hear what's being said. When the UN partition plan took place in 1947, I believe, the Jews were the numerical minority in Palestine, yet they got 52% of the land, the Palestinians 48%. Now we're talking about a situation where in terms of what was agreed to at Oslo, the Palestinians' percentage of that land has shrunk from 48%, according to UN partition, to only 22%. And the Palestinians agreed to that at Oslo, only 22%. And now, since Oslo, we have ongoing Israeli occupation of that 22%, and we have a situation where, on an ongoing basis, Israel continues, as Ray McGovern put it this morning, to create a fait accompli on the ground, putting more Jewish settlers into that remaining 22% to eventually attempt to create a numerical majority for the Jews in those regions that Israel has already agreed as of 1993 to surrender, and that Israel continues to occupy those by military force and to do so with the full political and military and economic backing of the United States. This then begs the question as to how the United States can be as hated as it is in that part of the world, and throughout the Islamic world, it would seem to me to be abundantly obvious. I mean, we have backed something that has progressively resulted in the systematic oppression, and one could even make a strong case for the word genocide to come up here, genocide against the Palestinian people.
Let's just go back to these figures, Mark.
Yes.
In 1947, now, the Jews at that time had been in Israel for about 50 years. They started going there at the end of the 19th century.
Right.
And by 1947, and of course, most of them, the majority of the Jews, went to Palestine after 1942 and 1944, after the so-called Holocaust, and then the world looked at the Jews and said, oh, these poor souls, they need a place to go. So they allowed them to go to Palestine by the scores. Now, even at that time, back in 1947, they only owned 7% of the land that they actually owned. With all the money that was available to them, they could not buy no more than 6% of the land. But yet, the so-called world community at that time gave them 52% of the land. Now, let's also go back and revisit the 22% that we're talking about in the West Bank and Gaza. What is actually right now, what is actually the percentage that the Palestinians have right now is about 9%, because the rest of it, the wall, is taking away over 50% of the West Bank.
Wow.
Because now the wall, it is going through. If you look at a map of the wall, you will see that over 50% of the West Bank is being swallowed and taken by this wall. So even if we talk about there's no way on earth that if today Israel says, okay, you know, you can have your Palestinian state, there's no way it will be a viable Palestinian state, because it is cut off into chunks. Israel will not leave these other areas because they are settling, and they want the fact on the ground to change, where you are going to say, well, what are we going to do with these with all these settlers that we have there? These people have... There are, when we say settlements, now a settlement could be few caravans, few mobile homes that they will put on top of a mountain, just to say that is a settlement, and two large cities. I mean, they have in the West Bank, they have settlements that has 200,000, 300,000 people living in those settlements. So it's not just like settlements to think of, you know, the only like few, but they do have those. But they also have these cities. So a Palestinian state will not be a viable Palestinian state, even if it lives today. These two-state solutions, I do not believe, from what I have seen in Palestine, I don't believe the two-state solution is valid. The only solution is a one-state solution, a democratic state, where the Arabs and the Jews will live in one state. Because Israel had shot itself in the foot by not giving the Palestinian, giving this so-called Bush vision of two-state solutions, because now you can't have two-state solutions. Today, just today, as I was speaking with you, the news came out that Israel wants to actually do this two-state solution based on the 1967 borders. It can't happen. They can say whatever they want to, but it can't happen because things are intermingled in there. They have robbed the Palestinians of their farmland. They have robbed the Palestinians of their water. They have walls surrounding Palestinians and Palestinian cities. So where's the Palestinian economy? Where's this state is going to be built on when you don't have... last week, they cut off the gas, the fuel needed to run Gaza electrical generators. And so overnight, the Palestinians can go from having light to not having light. So there's no way. The only solution left right now is a one-state solution, which Israel will not go for because for demographic reasons, within 10 to 20 years, the Palestinians will be the majority, and the Israelis, the Jews, will be the minority there. Give it another 20 years, there will be two-thirds Arabs, one-third Jews, and Israel will not go for that. So Israel have actually, with what they're doing and their policy, they have killed any sort of peace option here.
Yes, and, you know, I'm no mathematician, but I think I understand the implications of figures. If we go with a baseline of 100% and then shrink the Palestinian percentage in 1947 to 48% and then shrink it in 1993 to Oslo and 22%, you're not telling us that because of this wall and because of Israeli occupation policies that the actual figure should be seen as 9%.
Yes.
To go from 100% to 9% is a loss of 91% of your territory. Now, to me, this should be put into perspective by every American, not only as to why these people cannot stand us, but also why the Palestinians in Gaza voted to make Hamas, not Fatah, but Hamas, their representative. What's your take on this Hamas business, Hesham?
Well, we have to understand that there are other forces out there that are playing the game, too. Hamas was somebody as an entity that was actually was held by Israel back in 1987 when the first Intifada took place. They wanted to they wanted another entity to offset the influence of the PLO that was at that time was outside. You know, the Palestinian leadership was not in Palestine. They went back in 1994. But so they actually helped Hamas start, the Israelis helped Hamas start to be the other voice, to kind of weaken the PLO's hold on the Palestinians. And what happened in this last thing where Fatah, where Hamas has taken over, basically Hamas was allowed, you know, I know we have a few minutes, but this probably needs another hour to explain exactly what took place between Fatah and Hamas. But I can tell you one thing, that Hamas, at the time when they won the election about a year ago or a little over a year ago, Hamas was allowed, I mean, look how they play with the Palestinians and they play with these people on a chessboard. They allowed Hamas to bring in $20 million in one day from Iran to help in their election. But yet, the United States, who at that time, at the time of the election, said that we are helping Fatah, and we are going to send $2 million to Fatah. They have publicized this in all the news media. And in the Middle East, if the United States is helping one party, or if they are saying we're going to help this one party, then that party will be cursed forever. It is not a favor that when the United States says, I'm going to help Fatah, that is not a favor for Fatah. That is actually a curse on Fatah. Now, the $2 million never arrived to help Fatah with the elections, but yet Hamas was able to get all these millions in before the elections. They wanted Hamas to be in power. The Israelis wanted Hamas to be in power to basically screw up the Palestinians' politics and the Palestinians, and have they knew that Hamas and Fatah, they have two different programs, and there's no way on earth that these two, and even, you know, Hamas does not even believe in Oslo. Until now, they have not believed, they have not signed on Oslo, and but yet they were allowed to go and be elected or enter this election and become in the government, a government that was a product of Oslo that they did not believe in to start with. So they created Hamas the way it is now, and of course other forces played, like such as Iran, played into this.
We'll be back with Dr. Hesham Talawi. I'd like for him to come back at a future time on this show, by the way, to discuss this Hamas-Fatah situation, maybe be on for a couple of hours. I need to learn more about this. We'll be back with him in a moment. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We were joined for 2 hours today by Ray McGovern, of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. You can find the Ray McGovern Archive at antiwar.com. Dr. Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television and RBN has been with us in the last hour talking about his most recent journey to Palestine. I would like for Dr. Talawi to come back onto this show for at least 2 hours at a time of his choosing. I want to talk with him about his understanding of Fatah and Hamas and how both of those entities have played a role in the way that this whole thing has played out with the Palestinians. We need to understand this history from the vantage point of an insider, which is clearly what Dr. Talawi is and what I clearly am not. That's why I rely upon him for his take on these matters, and we need to get him back on this show. I know he's a very busy man, but I want to ensure that at some future juncture on Mark Dankoff's America, we have a 2 or 3 hour learning and listening session where we sit at the feet of Dr. Talawi and have him guide us through this whole historical and political maze that we need to understand, because it involves the United States, it involves Britain, it involves Israel, it involves many outside forces that have divided the Palestinians and that have exploited them and in some cases have killed them. Dr. Talawi, we've got just a minute to go. Is your show on this evening with Current Issues?
Yes, it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And people can get to it by going on the internet at www.currentissues.tv.
That's currentissues .tv. And again, Tuesday night. You start tonight at what time, Central?
7:30 on Tuesdays and 6:30 on Thursdays.
Very good. And who are your guests this week?
Actually, today I thought make it a little fun, so we're going to be talking about UFOs.
Hey, there you go. That ought to be fun. I might tune into the whole thing. Seriously, that sounds like an interesting broadcast. I've had people ask me to have an expert on that field. I have absolutely no idea to whom I should go. So if you have any ideas, fire those my way. What about Thursday?
I tell you what, the best man that I found on this subject is a major, a retired United States Air Force named George Filer.
And, Filer, okay.
And he was recommended to me by Jeff Rance of the Rance radio show. And
yes.
So it's. I thought it was fun. But you know what? Let me just take a second here. Last week we talked about the internet security, where you have 14, 15-year-old girls meeting these men on the internet and going to meet them, whatever they are, and then ended up dead. That was a great show that we had, and I think one day we'll probably come and talk about this on your show, internet security for our children.
Let's make that an appointment, Dr. Talawi. You tell me when you'd like to be on to discuss that issue, internet security and the peril that it presents to the young, and also this whole business with Hamas and Fatah in the Middle East. You just say the word, and we'll have a return engagement with Dr. Hesham Talawi. Folks, Current Issues TV is going to be on tonight at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. It will be on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. You can find Dr. Hesham Talawi at currentissues.tv. Currentissues.tv. We will be joined tomorrow by Dale Crowley Jr. from Washington, D.C. He'll be a regular on this show on Wednesdays. This show, Focus on Israel, was a staple up in Washington, D.C. for over 20 years. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true.